The story's told of three guys out on a boat fishing one day. And as they're out on the water, they see an angel off in the distance. It begins to walk towards them. It gets all the way to their boat. It reaches over and takes the first guy, takes his glasses off of his face and tosses them out towards the water. Said it hit the water and he could instantly see as good as he'd ever seen in his life. Said he looked over at the second man, reached behind his ear, took his hearing aid, tossed it out, and as soon as it hit the water, he heard like he had never heard before. He reached over to the third man. The third man yelled, "Stop!" He said, "I'm on disability. Don't touch me." Praise God. You know, we come to church, and sometimes we've got the mindset of, "God, just don't touch me. Leave me where I'm at." Amen. And I've thought several times through the service, you know, there is no way I'm going to get to preach tonight. I'm all for it. I want to push the service. I thought as Brother Jonathan was singing earlier today, I thought the service was going to go over. I thought multiple times as Brother Sam was testifying, the service is going to go over. Just multiple times, but I felt like the Lord was dealing with my heart. You know, we're sitting on a powder keg tonight. Amen. We're ready just to rock and roll, so to speak. But I feel like there may be a few people tonight that you're just preoccupied. You're hurt, maybe hurt, wounded. I don't know what it may be, but tonight I'm going to try to reach, and then maybe in this altar service we can just roll on. So if you have your Bible, turn with me to Psalms chapter number 55 tonight. I'll try not to hold you too long. While you're turning there, I want to say thank you to Bible Holiness Church for being so welcoming to me and my wife. You've been extremely helpful and grateful. We're grateful to y'all for helping us in this transition for us. Y'all have just been phenomenal. I can't say enough for the way y'all have treated us. Psalms chapter 55, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pain within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest." Turn with me tonight to Matthew chapter number 3. Matthew chapter number 3. I'll try not to hold you too long tonight. We'll have an altar. I pray the Lord would help us. Matthew chapter number 3, verse number 13, the Bible says, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." If you don't mind, help me pray tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you once again, Lord, needing your touch, needing your anointing. God, I pray you would calm my nerves, Lord. Give me clarity of thought, clarity of speech. God, I pray you would help me to articulate the burden of my heart, God, as I reach for those tonight, Lord, that maybe aren't feeling what everybody else is feeling. God, I pray you would help me, Lord, to deliver this in a way that would encourage them to seek an altar, God, to pray about it and to feel your Spirit and your presence in their life. God, I pray at the conclusion of these remarks that you would crown this service with a great altar call. And the church says, amen. Amen. I will preface this sermon tonight with the realization that we all share a bond of commonality, and that is we are all humans. Amen. Are you following me so far? And with that, we are all bonded again through trouble. The Bible says that man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. So if we're all humans, we've all been born of woman, then we all are full of trouble. Amen. Still with me? Life has a way of bringing us to moments of decisions during these times of trouble. Every day we are on the verge of calamity. We are on the verge of chaos. Every day we are one phone call away from our lives being turned upside down. Every day we are one doctor's meeting away from having to cancel every plan that we have made for the summer. Amen. Every day we are simply, amen, one note from the boss away from having to worry about whether or not we can still live where we're living. We are right on the verge every single day, amen, of being thrown into chaos. And then that pressure sometimes drives us to places that we do not understand, places that we cannot comprehend. But through the Word of God, we can find direction. How many is thankful for the Word of God today that will lead us and guide us through our storms and troubles of life? Amen. So if you'll come with me today to Psalms, back to Psalms chapter number 55. I'm going to look at a few things that David said that maybe you have said yourself. Amen. If I look at this passage of Scripture, the first thing I notice is that his past led David to unthinkable pain. Most commentators that I have read say that this psalm was written during the time where Absalom was trying to overthrow David. Amen. So someone that should have been close to David, someone that he should have been able to trust. Amen. But those that were closest to him, Brother Gabbert, those that, amen, should have been in a position where they would help him and encourage him. Instead, they are the ones that were bringing him pain. Amen. Perhaps in your own life, amen, the ones that should have protected you, the ones that should have loved you, the ones that should have cared for you, amen, misused that trust, amen, misused that position that they had. Amen. And now today, amen, maybe you are like the psalmist here, and you can hear the pain in the psalm that he writes. You can hear the confusion. You can hear the hurt. Amen. And perhaps that is where you are today. Amen. The very life of David has changed. Amen. His very existence has radically, amen, became altered. Amen. You see, when you become hurt by people that are close to you in your life, it becomes very easy to isolate yourself. Amen. You go down to Goodfellas and the waitress brings you Pepsi instead of sweet tea and she's against you. Amen. The pastor forgets to shake your hand and all of a sudden he's against you. And you isolate yourself. You get a flat tire and you think that God don't care for you anymore. Amen. Because of the pain in your life, you cannot see through what is going on in your heart. Amen. And David here speaks of an overwhelming horror. He says, "Oh, that I had wings of a dove." Amen. He was illustrating there that he's the snare of the fowler. I read one commentator said back then they would, amen, have this snare be stretched across from tree to tree. They would wait on a bird to fly through. It would become entangled. They would pull it tight and then they would have this bird. Amen. But there were times where the bird would see the snare, and the last thing they would see of the bird was it flying off in the distance. Perhaps that's what David was thinking when he wrote this. Amen. Oh, as he saw the dove fly away, and he thought, "Oh, that I could have wings of a dove, that I could escape the entrapment and the ensnarement of life." Amen. Perhaps that's where you are. And you said, "Oh, amen, I just wish it would end." Amen. Maybe your statement has been even this week, "Amen, I wish I could just get away. I wish this would just end. I wish I would be able to go back. I wish I could start over." Amen. But I want you to know today, amen, that God has not brought you where you are today, amen, just so you can go back. Amen. I said God did not bring you to where you are today so that you could go back. Amen. His pain was so great in this chapter. Amen. He says, "I just want to remain in the wilderness. I just want to be alone in the wilderness." Amen. We know the story of David. We know how as a young boy he was in the wilderness tending sheep, and his mind goes back to those peaceful days. His mind goes back to the days, Brother Phil, amen, where he was all by himself. He just had the sheep there. Amen. No troubles, no cares. Amen. But now God has brought him to where he is today. Amen. God prepared him through those times with the sheep to become a king. Amen. And God did not need David in some wilderness. God needed David in the kingdom. Amen. I've come to encourage somebody in the house today. Amen. God doesn't need you in the wilderness. Amen. God doesn't need you isolated. But God needs you exactly where you are today. Amen. God's placed you where you are so that God could use you. Amen. Help us, Holy Ghost. Amen. Not only do we find his past led to unthinkable pain, but we find that pressure led to unanswerable prayers. David began to pray that God would remove him from God's divine plan. Amen. God had pulled him out when he was just a young boy. He had pulled him out from the wilderness. Amen. Then he had placed him in. Amen. By anointing him, he had placed him into the kingdom. And then he had prepared him up, amen, through his whole life, through Saul and Jonathan's experiences. And then David was just saying, God, if you could just remove me and place me in the wilderness. After all that God had invested into him, after all that God had did for him to prepare him to where he was that day. And David was saying, God, I want you to remove me from where I am. Amen. Patty cake religion has taught us that God is trying his best to make your life a life of ease. That God is trying to make your life, amen, a life of comfort. Amen. But that is not what God is trying to do. God is trying to mold you and to make you and to build the pieces and put them together. Amen. So you can fulfill his purpose. The Bible says that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Amen. The trial of your faith being much more precious than gold, which perisheth away. Amen. Oftentimes we try to pray ourselves right out of God's divine plan. Amen. Oftentimes the pressure that we face is God's way of leading us into a transition. Amen. We find that in the story of Elijah. Elijah is commanded by God to go to Cherith. And there the ravens feed him and the brook sustains him. Amen. He's there for quite some time period. It slipped my mind how long he was there. Amen. But there comes a point in time where the brook dried up. Amen. And oftentimes as our Christian experiences go on, it seems like we will spend years waiting beside a dry brook. We will spend years waiting on that brook to start moving again. We'll begin to pray, God, amen, can you get this brook to start, amen, running again? Can you let those ravens to come back down? All the while we starve to death by a brook, amen, because the ravens have stopped. Amen, the brook has dried up, but it wasn't because God forsook them. It wasn't because God didn't care about Elijah anymore, amen, but God had another place for him to go. Amen, God said, get up and go to Zarephath, and there's going to be miracles performed. There's going to be a lady and her son that are saved because of you. Amen. The pressure that you face from the brook drying up led you into the work of God. Amen. I would encourage somebody today in the house that the pressure you're feeling, amen, when you can't get in the service, amen, God's trying to lead you, amen, to a transition because God has a work. Amen. I know the brook may have dried up. I know the ravens may have stopped coming, but I've come to let you know that God has not forsaken you. God has not left you alone, but God is preparing you, and God's got a work for you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Elijah had a great victory on Mount Carmel after this. And then he is threatened by Jezebel, and he begins to pray, and it sounds a lot like David. He begins to pray, oh God, you've left me out here alone. I'm the only one, amen, that's still serving you. I'm paraphrasing tonight. I'm the only one that's still serving you. I might as well just go ahead and die. You might as well take me. He begins to feel as if he is all alone. Amen. That's one of the devil's number one tools that he uses on Christians. It's to make you feel as if you are all alone. It's to make you feel like nobody else knows where you are. Amen. God's forsaken you. God's left you. Amen. But I've come to let you know that God is with you. I said, God is with you. Amen. Some of you that were over with me the other night, amen, Friday night, you'll remember this. Amen. But where is God? Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. If goodness and mercy shall follow me, amen, that means God is behind me. Amen. Deuteronomy 33:27 says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. So if underneath are the everlasting arms, he's behind me, but he's also beneath me. Amen. Psalm 16:8 says, I have set the Lord always before me. Amen. Because he is at my right hand. Amen. He is behind me. He is beneath me. And he is before me. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 91:1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the
Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. He is above us tonight. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 34:7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. That lets me know he's above me, but he's also around me. And the Bible says in John, 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. He's above me. He's around me, but he abides in me. Praise God. So no matter where I go, if I ascend to the high places, God is with me. If I'm in the depths, I know God is with me. If the darkness of night covers me, God's vision can see through that. I've come to let you know today, you're not alone. You may feel isolated. You may be under the juniper tree, but be encouraged tonight that God is with you. Amen. Amen. The reason I know God is my healer is because I've been sick. Amen. The reason I know God is my deliverer is because I've been bound. The reason he's my portion is because I've been without. The way I know he's the bread of life is because I've been hungry. Amen. The way I know he's a jailbreaker is I've been in jail. Amen. The way I know he walks through fire is because I've been in the fire. Amen. The way I know he's my sunrise is because I've been in the night. And the way I know he's my lily is because I was in the valley. I've come to let you know tonight, you don't have to pray your way out of God's divine will, but God knows where you are, and God has a purpose, and God has a plan, and you're not alone. Amen. But God is working it all together for his good. Amen. Help us, Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. The past led to unthinkable pain. Amen. There was also pressure that led to unanswerable prayers. Now I'm going back to Matthew. Amen. We see a presence that brought undeniable power. In Matthew chapter number 3, amen, we see another man in transition. Amen, this is my sermon title I want to preach on. Amen, you don't need wings. You simply need the dove. Amen, you don't need wings. You just need the dove. Amen, we find where Jesus is being baptized, and God begins to speak out of the cloud. Amen, and the Bible says that the dove descends, amen, in a bodily form. Amen, there's a difference here. Amen, Jesus' ministry is fixing to begin. Amen, he's beginning the journey, amen, all the way to the cross to save humankind. Amen, however, he does not seek escape, but rather he seeks God's will. Amen, he did not get wings to fly away, but the dove came to him and is set upon him. Amen. David wanted wings to go to the wilderness to flee. But God, amen, Jesus asked for the dove, amen, so he could go to the wilderness to fast. Amen. I want to encourage somebody tonight. Amen. You don't need wings, but you need the dove. I said you don't need wings. You need the dove. Amen. The dove will lead you into the wilderness, but he will help you. Amen. The wings are for flight, but the dove will help you fight. Amen. The dove will be with you. Amen. You don't need to fly away. You don't need to go by yourself, but what you need is the presence of God to come down over you. You need the Spirit of God working in your life, and you'll understand I'm not alone, because I've got the Spirit of God. I've got the dove that has descended upon me. You don't need wings. You just need the dove. Amen. Amen. Wings will give you relief. Amen, but relief is never permanent. Amen, but God, amen, the dove, it'll give you peace. Amen. Jesus said, my peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Amen. They were fixing to embark, amen, upon a time of transition. Jesus was leaving them, but he said, I'm going to give you peace. Amen. The dove will give you peace. Amen. Not because everything's perfect, not because of your surroundings, but because he is with you. Amen. Philippians 4, verse 11. Y'all pray for my voice. I'm coming to a close. Philippians 4 and 11, the Bible says, we all know this. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. I always looked at that verse, Brother Gabbard, as if it was a supernatural ability. Amen. The sports stars will take it and write it on their face and think they'll be able to throw a football better because the verse is on their face. Amen. But Paul is not speaking to an overwhelming ability. Amen. But he talks in verse 12 about what it's like to be abased. He knows what it's like to be lifted up and to put down. He knows what it's like to be full and to be empty. And he said, I can do all these things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. God was talking about, or Paul was talking, no matter where I'm at, I know I can go through it, amen, because I've got the presence of God with me that will strengtheneth me, amen. I want to let you know today, amen, that there is a presence of God, there is a dove that goes with you, amen. No, you may not get wings, you may not fly away, but there is a presence, there is a dove that will descend upon you, and God can help you, amen, be able to go through the storm, amen. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. If we'll come to the music, whoever's going to play tonight. Amen. You see, life goes on for David. God uses him mightily. His son would build the greatest temple ever. Elijah would leave the juniper tree, and God would give him Elisha to carry on. What they found out is there is life on the other side of pain. Amen. You see, when you seek the dove tonight, amen, there is undeniable power that comes with it. Amen. Oftentimes we want to fly away. We want the wings to get us away, Brother Gabbard. Amen. But God is saying you don't need to fly away. Amen. But I've got the dove that will lead you into the wilderness. And you'll be able to withstand the pressure. Why? Because the presence of God will go with you. Amen. Even the critics must admit that there is power. Amen. In the presence of God. Amen. They may chalk it up to a placebo effect. Amen. But there are those that, amen, society cannot reform, but the presence of God can totally change a life. Amen. That's what I want to encourage us tonight. Amen. Is that if we can seek the dove, amen, there is nothing in life that we will face. Amen. I know the storm's not where we want to be. Amen. But if Jesus is walking on the storm, amen, I want to be by him. Amen. I don't want to be in the fire. Amen. But if he's in the fire, amen, then I want to be with him. Amen. That's what I want to encourage you tonight. It doesn't matter where we are. Amen. David wanted to be away. He wanted to be in the wilderness because he thought peace would be there. Amen. But the only peace tonight, amen, is when the presence of God is going with you. Amen. You don't need wings tonight. You just need the dove. Amen. If we'll all stand tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, I've did my best today. God, I've tried to deliver the burden of my heart. God, I pray that you would bless this altar call. God, reach for those, Lord, that may feel as if they've just been trying to get away. And God, maybe at some point tonight you have struck their heart and you've encouraged them that they just need more of you. God, I pray in this altar call you would help me, Lord. And I pray that you would help them in your name. I'm reminded of the story of the three Hebrew boys. As they were thrown into the fiery furnace. The Bible says that the king commanded the furnace to be 7 times hotter than normal. In fact, when they were thrown in, the ones that threw them, Brother Gabbard, they ended up falling over themselves. I noticed this last year. I've often thought, you know, the miracles them walking around. But I noticed, amen, that the miracles started, amen, as soon as they got to the fire. They shouldn't have even made it to the fire. They shouldn't have made it that far. Maybe the devil's been telling you this is the one that's going to take you out. This storm's going to be the one. It's going to be your last one. You need to tell the devil tonight, I shouldn't have made it this far. Just by virtue of me being in the fire tonight, that lets me know that he is with me. I said, just by virtue of being in the fire, I know he is with me. Because Satan said I'd never make it this far. Amen. Satan said I'd be a statistic. But tonight, amen, I know that God is with me because I made it this far. Amen, I'm not going to ask for one by one. What I'm going to ask will all flood these altars today. Amen, if I preach to you, I pray, amen, that you'll seek the presence of God and stop trying to get away from everything, but let God lead you and guide you. Amen, we don't need wings. We just need the dove. So if we'll all come tonight, amen, let's seek the face of God. We don't need the wings. We need the dove. Thank you.
is true. He'll do what he said he'd do. He'll break every chain. God can set you free, no matter what the case might be. He'll give you liberty. Just call on His name. Oh, God can deliver you. I know His word is true. He'll do what He said He'd do. He'll break every chain. Oh, God can set you free, no matter what the case might be. He'll give you liberty. Just call on His name. It does not matter to God where you are or what you may be going through, 'cause He holds all power in the palm of His hand, and there's nothing my God cannot do. Okay.